A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Words appear as they would look in a dictionary. Dots separate the syllables and the word Philadelphia. The definition reads, from the ancient Greek adelphos, followed by brotherly in quotations, and philio, followed by love in quotations. Daytime in Philadelphia. The sun shines on Independence Hall. The shadow of its tall bell tower and steeple is cast onto a nearby brown brick building. Across the street, a man rides a scooter in the shade on a sidewalk.
The Liberty Bell is the most famous bell in the world because it's cracked.
A close-up of the crack on the bronze Liberty Bell.
But the crack is a repair.
A white man in a Philadelphia Philly sweatshirt and a black beanie cap studies the bell.
The bell would ring and it didn't sound right.
He has beard stubble and chin hair.
So they put that crack in it. An unorthodox way of fixing something broken.
The man walks around the bell.
And it's time for the annual prayer to the Liberty Bell.
He lowers his head.
Dear Liberty Bell, please let the Phillies win the World Series. Amen.
He records himself with his phone, then smiles and walks away from the bell. Next, archival footage of a ballpark and Phillies baseball teams.
The Phillies have been a team for about 140 years.
The man sits for an interview.
And out of those 140 years, we have two championships. Philadelphia sports fans, no despair.
A male fan confronts another fan blowing a whistle.
Oh, pal! Yo! Get your whistle out of here, would you, man?
We have a bad reputation. ESPN, whatever. Whenever they talk about Philadelphia sports fans, they're the jerk fans who threw snowballs at Santa Claus. They threw batteries at J.D. Drew. They booed their own players.
You stink, you bum!
They're savages. There's nothing we can do to change our reputation.
Alex Rodriguez, you stink, and I don't like you! Ben, you're a bum! Nobody likes you, Ben Simmons!
I guess I'm done harassing Ben Simmons for today. That was fun.
Archival footage of the man near a team bus.
I can't swing a bat, but I can use my voice and help the Phillies win.
Lights come on in the Phillies locker room, revealing several round tables with chairs. The tables are covered with red tablecloths.
Shortstop Trey Turner and the Philadelphia Phillies are in agreement on a contract, a source tells ESPN.
What? A Netflix documentary.
2023 Phillies, I'm ready to go.
Trey Turner's going to be introduced as the newest member of the Philadelphia Phillies. Turner can hit, he can run, he can do a little bit of everything. We have a team that was just in the World Series and just added Trey Turner on an 11-year, $300 million deal.
$300 million, Sheldon.
Yeah?
Let's go, Trey! Welcome home, baby!
The Phillies walk onto the field.
I mean, they just added a Hall of Fame caliber player to a team that came within 2 wins of the World Series.
Inside the locker room.
I think right now, today, with Turner here, it's the most talented Philadelphia Phillies lineup I've ever seen.
Phillies trophies.
Not only are we going to go to the World Series again, fans say we are going to win the World Series with Turner now in the lineup.
The title, The Turnaround, appears in a white font over a black screen. Next, the man is in the shower.
High hopes, he's got high hopes.
The man brushes his teeth. Next, a small white dog with one eye stands on a sofa.
Shut up, Stewie.
The man drives a white SUV on a city street.
This fucking old piece of shit. How hard is this fucking turn?
He makes a left turn. Next, the man sits across from a middle-aged white man in an office.
I'm so mean to myself. Right. Like, if I make a mistake, if anybody makes a mistake, I get it irritated and angry. Right. If I make a mistake, I'm a fucking idiot. Right. You know, how the fuck can you do this? You're just all this stuff. It's hard for me to forgive myself.
Right. Do you have a sense of why that is? Like, do you know why?
No. It's just something I've always done. But if when I'm, so I'm 47, I've been thinking this way for, you know, since the sixth grade. You know, it's, but, and yeah, I don't know. So that's.
It does seem like no one teaches us how to manage what's in our minds, right? Like, how do you be more positive? What do you do with negative thoughts? Like, I don't know that we learned that growing up.
The man rests his elbow on a sofa arm and stares at the middle-aged man. Next, a view of the brick building across from Independence Hall at dawn.
I was born a child to a child.
An aerial view of the man crossing a city bridge on his electric scooter during the day.
My mom was 14, and my dad was 15 when I was born.
He passes a large Phillies mural on a wall.
My dad dropped out of high school, and he just worked to support the family.
The man continues down a sidewalk.
Didn't have a lot of money.
He moves from the street back to the sidewalk.
And in grade school, they had these things called Nash books, and they would write questions like, who is the cutest boy? Who is the ugliest boy? Who is the best dressed? Who is the worst dressed? I was looking at the book, and when it got to the who's the worst dressed, my name was all over that page.
He wears jeans and a gray Philly sweatshirt.
John McCann.
Photos of John as a child. Next, John sits at a small table in a cafe.
It's crazy. People think I'm a super positive person, which is really interesting to me because I feel like I'm one of the most negative people on Earth, especially towards myself.
John takes a photo of two deflated smiley face balloons on the wall above the table.
But my parents were really good at being parents, and I got a lot of who I am from my dad.
Family photos.
And I can remember being across the street from my house and hearing my dad yell at the TV because the player is messing up. And I think a little bit of that rubbed off on me.
Archival footage of Turner at bat.
All right, today we got to have the conversation. What's going on here with Trey Turner?
Trey Turner strikes out.
Philly spent $300 million on Trey Turner, and he has not looked anything like a $300 million player.
Trey Turner, his head, I don't know where it is. I don't think he knows where it is.
An umpire ejects Turner.
For him to be hitting this low,
there's a swing and a miss.
It's perplexing.
He's not been good at all.
His left is Turner. He boots it.
Turner collides with a teammate making a catch.
Whoa, it's dropped. How about this?
Trey Turner, who's supposed to be all world, playing terribly. You can look at it like, well, he stinks or he's got to turn it around.
Turner strikes out.
They got to turn it around now.
Turner walks away from the plate. Next, a middle-aged white woman with gray hair busses a table in a restaurant. Later, she stands outside with a younger black woman under a small light at night with her arm sleeve raised.
He wants a tattoo so bad he doesn't have none.
I got these for my son John, for John, because he's bipolar. So the green ribbon is for bipolar awareness and mental health awareness.
Oh, wow.
And the comedy tragedy is a symbol people use for bipolar.
Yeah.
And the heart is, of course, someone I love.
Next, inside John's home.
Our car got hit again. Shut up, Stewie. We got a plate number. I'm not going to jump off a bridge, but I would really enjoy it right now. These motherfuckers.
Outside on a city street.
I thought it was smashed.
Somebody in her car drove off.
John walks around his white SUV with a white woman with dark hair.
It's just.
John rubs his face as he inspects the SUV.
My car has been involved in 3 hit and runs in the last year.
John with the man in the office.
I can see why it feels like you're jinxed, like 3 times in a year. That's like part of the odds, right?
I just want to throw it in the river and get rid of it.
Right.
But yeah, so.
I was going to ask you, what are you looking for in therapy this time around, you know?
I can't have conversations I have with therapists, with my friends or my family, because I don't want them to worry. It gets dark.
Nighttime, John and others sit under a lighted gazebo in a backyard.
In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we praise you and glorify you. And we thank you, Lord, for all of our family and everyone gathered here and all this abundance.
John sits at the end of the table watching others eat.
One time, I had a therapy session at a place pretty far from my house. I didn't have a lot of money for gas, and I drove all the way out there, and I really needed someone to talk to that day. And they canceled the appointment on me.
John has a sullen-looking expression as he watches the others.
And I thought about killing myself. I thought about driving my car into the wall of my doctor's office, because that will show them. Cancel an appointment on me. And I just kept thinking about it. I was like, what the... I mean...
He shakes his head.
What would it matter if I go?
At the outside dinner, the group stands around a lit firework. It shoots multicolored sparks into the air.
I went back into the office and I told the nurse, I said, listen, I think I'm going to kill myself.
John watches the sparks.
And they put me in a hospital for a while. But that was the lowest.
At the Phillies stadium, rain falls on a row of empty seats. A view of the yellow outfield foul pole and a lighted sign at the empty stadium as the rain continues to fall.
Like, I almost want to just tell Trey Turner to go away.
John on his scooter in the rain.
Right now, not only is he just scuffling at the plate and struggling, he's costing them wins.
He stops outside the stadium.
They have to recognize what he is today.
Archival footage.
Ground ball in left side. Turner, he can't get it!
He is the least valuable baseball player on the planet.
Turner, but he shatters his bat. A ground ball to second base.
Phillies need to sell Trey Turner. That guy's a fucking idiot. We're going to follow without that guy.
Turner grounds out and returns to the dugout.
I have to think that there's something going on in the noggin right now, yeah. Trey Turner.
Turner stands with teammates and rubs his hands through his hair. Next, John stands at a wire fence looking inside the ballpark.
Trey Turner is broken mentally.
John stands in the rain, wearing his Philly sweatshirt and black beanie hat. Archival footage of Turner in a batting cage. He has gloves on both hands and wears a red jersey. A coach loads a ball into the pitching machine. Lights illuminate baseballs on green artificial turf inside the practice facility. Next, a view of the stadium across the city at night.
When I was in the hospital, I didn't have anybody who would come visit me.
John sits at the table at the outdoor dinner.
Besides my parents.
He stares at his mother sitting at the other end.
When I was down at my lowest.
John's mother looks at John's father.
My parents were there for me.
John's father smiles and moves his hands as he talks to John. John smiles and leans back in his chair. A bird's eye view of John's scooter traveling down a city street on a gray, cloudy day. The headlight reflects off the wet pavement as John passes a line of parked cars on the side of the street.
They were positive about it. They didn't give up on me. They just showed me love. I was very, very lucky. Very lucky.
John sways in his seat. Next, the lights come to life in a dark room. A young white man pushes a blue laundry cart into the room that contains washers and dryers, along with several Phillies uniforms. He unloads baseball pants from the cart. Next, John washes his SUV at a self-serve car wash. He sprays water from a high-pressure hose over the back of the SUV. A view from inside shows the reflection of water shimmering off the black leather seat. Next, a dirty number 7 Turner jersey is sprayed with water. The water removes grass and dirt from the back of the jersey. At the car wash, John continues spraying his SUV. Lines of soap run down the windshield. Hands work soap into the back of the Turner jersey. At the car wash, water and white soap bubbles run across the concrete floor into a drain. Elsewhere, the jersey tumbles with other jerseys and soapy water in a washing machine. spraying his SUV, the water fully covers a side window, obscuring John behind the wall of water. Words appear, August 3rd, 2023. John records himself wearing a Phillies ball cap and jersey.
Yo, cuz, can you do me a favor? If you're going to a Phillies game this weekend, let's not boo Trey Turner this weekend. Let's give him a standing ovation every time he comes to bat this weekend. My boy is in his head, and he needs some love. Not tough love, not right now. He needs love. So let's love Trey Turner this weekend and give him a standing ovation every time my man comes to bat. Come on, Trey. Let's go.
Inside his home, Stewie sits on a sofa next to a tablet. John takes the tablet.
Yeah, good boy. Such a good boy. King Stewie.
John walks out the front door.
Well, this thing out there right now, there's this call to the fans tonight to give Trey Turner a standing ovation.
Radio stations, TV stations, word was spreading all across Philadelphia.
John drives his SUV.
And it turned out,
his hands clutch the steering wheel.
I wasn't the only one.
Stand with Trey. Give him a standing ovation tonight. It can't hurt. And what if it does work?
Overhead, the sun rises into a gray sky.
Support him. Let him know. We're here. We're Phillies fans. We're Trey Turner fans. Let's go.
I get that's a whole situation of, oh, we love you, Trey. It's okay. It's okay. But is it really? Because things have not been okay.
August 4th, 2023.
Well, the Phillies are back in South Philadelphia and back here at the bank against the Kansas City Royals. Here we are. It's Trey Turner Appreciation Night here at Citizens Bank Park.
Let's go!
Let's go, Phillies! Go! It's Trey Turner Night! Trey Turner needs us!
Fans wear Turner jerseys and hold We Love Turner signs.
Heading in, number 7, shortstop Trey Turner.
Fans rise to their feet as Turner steps to the plate.
Just about everybody here is standing.
Turner stands in the batter's box and kicks the dirt with his cleats. He steps out of the box, then back in. He touches the top of his red batting helmet.
Oh, my.
What a scene.
6-4 Royals lead, runner at second. Turner is now 0 for his last 17.
A pitch is thrown. Turner lets it pass. The umpire calls a strike. In the stands, John puts his hands into a prayer position while Turner fouls off the next pitch.
You know he wants to come through because I think they give him a standing ovation until he gets out of this whole thing.
A sign reads, "We drove 14 hours to see shortstop Trey Turner."
2-2.
The pitch is thrown.
Last yes. Drive makes it into right field. Stops her out there. And he'll score. Trey Turner comes through. Trey Turner snaps his over.
Trey Turner leading off.
August 5th, 2023.
A lot of folks standing up applauding Turner.
Turner is at bat.
Here's the first and second. Turner.
Up and down.
Run it back! Will Trey Turner back from the dead as he is?
John records himself.
And this place is jumping for joy.
That's the first time you can really see a huge smile on Turner's face in a long, long time.
Turner is embraced by teammates as he crosses home plate. As he walks to the bench, he waves to the crowd.
Trey Turner pops out of the dugout and says thank you back.
Raises his batting helmet to the cheering crowd. Next, a montage of Turner at bats.
Swing and a high fly ball to deep left field. They've done it again. They take the lead.
Highlights of Turner defensive plays.
Look at this play by Turner. Wow.
Hard to a short diving stop. Turner, he feeds second. And the first time the Phillies have turned all season. Just happened.
Turner picking two. He's on his way.
Turner with a belly flop double.
Turner!
Since the standing ovation, Philly
National League.
What a run this team is on.
He's on an insane hot streak. They were not hitting home runs at all, and then they had one of the greatest home run months in the history of the sport.
High and deep, left field, it's gonna go!
Fans rise as Turner hits a home run. John Phillips fans around him as the team rushes the field and dump buckets of water on Turner. A soaked Turner chest bumps teammates. The sign reads, "Feel the Philly love, trade number 7 with a heart drawn." John points to a light in the shape of the Liberty Bell in the outfield while Turner and teammates celebrate. Red fireworks shoot into the night sky from the top of the lighted bell sign. They arc outward, leaving a trail of smoke and white sparkles in their wake. John sits in his home and looks at us with a slight smile. He's wearing a green short-sleeve t-shirt. He looks away for a moment, then turns back.
It's nice to be nice sometimes.
Cut to black. Words appear. The Philadelphia Phillies fell one game shy of advancing to the 2023 World Series. After the ovation, Trey Turner hit 16 home runs in 2 months, the best stretch of his career. Daytime in John's backyard. John uses a broom and dustpan on a stick to tidy up the yard. He stops and answers his phone.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
He sits in a chair.
This is Jack from the Philly sales office. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, Jack. How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right, thank you. Hey, so I'm calling. We want to invite you to be a part of our ceremonies on opening day.
John puts on a red Philly sweatshirt.
You're talking about high-fiving the players when they go on the field?
He looks into a mirror.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We get all the fans on the field. They're all dressed in red, red sweatshirts, red hats. And they, you know, they welcome the players as they walk down the field to kick off the new season.
John sobs in his backyard.
Today, the Philadelphia Phillies play host to their division rivals, the Atlanta Braves.
55 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. Is there a better way to have an opening day of baseball?
Fans pull a large American flag across the baseball field.
Your 2024 Philadelphia Phillies.
The team enters the field from the stands. Turner embraces John.
How are we doing?
Come on, man. It's our season. You're going to win it for us. Let's go. Thank you. Let's go!
John is part of two lines of fans high-fiving players on the field as they walk between the fan lines. The lines extend from the outfield wall to second base in the infield. End credits. Audio description by Descriptive Video Works. Written by Jeff Heck. Narrated by Jazzy Frizzle. A Higher Ground production. A Breakwater Studios production. A Cookie Jar and a Dream Studios production. In association with Major League Baseball. A Kyle Thrash and Ben Proudfoot film. Directed by Kyle Thrash. Co-directed and produced by Ben Proudfoot. Edited by Dylan M. Hayes. Words appear. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, information and resources are available at wantotalkaboutit.com. Executive producers, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama. Featuring John McCain. Cinematography by David Bolin. Original score by Ari Baluzian. Produced by Nicholas Ruff, Josh Rosenberg. Executive producers, Vinny Malhotra, Ethan Lewis, Kyle Thrash, Jake Blotch, Rebecca Covington, Mark Rooks, Nick Trotta. Copyright 2024, Breakwater Studios, LLC. White stairs build on a red background. Words appear at the base of the stairs, higher ground. The words Breakwater Studios, LTD appear over a flowing river at night. The words Cookie Jar and A Dream Studios appear on a neon sign. A green arrow points downward. The MLB logo, an image of a batter getting ready to hit a pitch, appears in red and blue neon lights above the word Studios.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.